Are you thankful for being here this morning?
Amen.
Are you thankful that you have a heart and a desire to be here this morning?
Amen.
Are you thankful that you know there's a God this morning?
Yes.
It's a wonderful, wonderful gift to know those things.
Amen.
Not all men have that. Not all men have that gift. If you go to Romans chapter 3, beginning at verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we both before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they're all under sin. So the difference between a Jew and a Gentile, the Jew is the nation of Israel that God set up for himself to put his name on, to give them the oracles of God, the writings of God, so that he could instruct these people in the way of righteousness, to show them the right way, and that would drive them to Christ. The Gentiles were not given this blessing, were not given this gift. They were left in their own ignorance. They were left to wander without instruction, other than from nature itself. God chose out a specific people, an election, choosing a people, the nation of Israel, to give them the precepts of God and to bring the Messiah through that nation. The Gentiles he left alone. Other Gentiles were welcomed in, like Ruth, were brought into the nation of Israel, but it was because of their choice, because they had given the gift of faith. There are many Gentiles in the past who had faith, but they were not Israelites. The instructions from God's word is this, that we're all under sin, that we're all ignorant of God's ways, apart from the grace of God. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we both prove, both Jews and Gentiles, that they're all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. That means there's not one human being that's ever lived outside of Jesus Christ that is righteous. So the righteousness that we have is the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ to our account. By our faith, we believe that to be true, and we have confidence to stand before God when we go in prayer. There's none that understand it. There are people out today trying to get people to believe in Jesus Christ, feeling under the bondage that they, without believing in Jesus Christ, they'll go to hell. The fact is, God chose a people for the foundation of the world, and those for them alone Jesus Christ died for, and they are perfected forever, and nothing can separate them from the love of God. Nothing at all. It's a gift to know the things that we know. It's a gift to have this word. It's a gift to have faith. It's a gift to have understanding. It's a gift to have a desire to be here this morning. It's a gift to want a fellowship with God's people. Because, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. Do you understand anything in the Scriptures today? It's a gift. There is none that seeketh after God. Are you seeking God this morning? Are you seeking God daily? That's a gift. It's a blessed, blessed gift that natural man does not have. It says, they are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. And poison of asp is under their lips. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are... This is what we are by nature. If there's any goodness in us, it's the grace of God. It's... that's projecting out of us. Because by nature, this is what we are. We see the world going rapidly down a course that we know is going to lead to destruction. But that's God giving the natural man up to his own reprobate mind. That's not God causing that. God's withdrawing his hand of protection. So we need to pray more earnestly that God will protect his church. We are not citizens of this nation. We're citizens of heaven. We have a heavenly kingdom. And we need to be praying for this kingdom, this embassy of Jesus Christ to be protected from the enemies without. And it takes prayer. That's why we pray for our leaders, that we might have peace here, but this church might exist in peace, that this church might exist without with the protections of God Almighty, that we might, he put this church in a godly land. That's slipping away from us very rapidly. We need to be more prayerful. We need to be on our knees more fervently, fasting more fervently, because the hedge of protection is being taken away and the church is moving. I want the church to be here for my family. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 or chapter 2, I'm going to jump all around here. I want to deal with the depravity of man and how we are by nature and how thankful we should be that we even have a desire to be here this morning. But with that desire comes responsibility, because God's given us a great gift. He's given us not only eternal salvation, but he's given us temporal salvation and the understanding of what the Scripture has to say. He's given us faith to be able to understand it and to believe it and to obey it. When we fail to obey it, we lose those promises that are given to us in Scripture. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul is addressing the church at Corinth, and they have a lot of problems. They got divisions all over. But he's encouraging them to the gift that they'd be given to us. This is, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear have heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. We love him because he first loved us. But God has revealed unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, even the deep things of God. For what a man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him. The natural man doesn't know anything else but what he knows naturally. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. You've been given the Spirit of God. You have the Spirit of God dwelling within you. What a blessed place that is. You have a gift from God, a part of himself in you, dwelling, living, breathing. Not physically, but spiritually. Driving your soul to seek him, to want him, to desire him. Now, we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us. It's sort of like you're in a room, and it's fully dark. And God comes in, and he turns the light on, and you can see the things that are given to you. Do you want them? Do you want to live a peaceful, joyful life? Do you want to have fellowship with Jesus Christ? The light's on. We need to seek it. We need to apply the Word to our lives so we can reap those greater blessings. Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and that more abundantly. Do you want that abundant life? It takes effort on our parts. God's given us eternal life. But there's a life that we can live here now in joy, in the Spirit of God, by obedience, by seeking Him daily in prayer, earnestly, earnestly. He's the script, and Hebrews chapter 11 says, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. There are rewards beyond eternal life here in time to be had by seeking God. Here's another blessed state that we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're foolishness unto him. When you see people out there mocking Christianity, it's because they're walking in their natural state. They cannot see the things of God because they're foolishness to him. It's impossible for them to see, but it's not impossible for God to change them.
Right.
God can change any man at any time at this point. So we should love our enemies, pray for them, that God would quicken them, make them alive, because that's how he's going to change and protect his church. He can do it supernaturally, put a big wall around us, but the way that God works is ways that we don't fully understand. We do know prayer does work. If we give up and we sorrow and we fall into despair, we lose our hope, then we lose the blessing of watching prayers answer. Seek the Lord with all your heart and you will truly find him. That means right now, even child of God, you can't seek him unless you're already a child of God. You've got to be born of the Spirit first. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. Know ye not that you must be born of the Spirit of God to see the kingdom of God? We can see it. We can enter into it by faith. Faith is a blessed gift because turn over to Romans chapter 8. I'm jumping all over the place because I'm nervous. Romans chapter 8. A lot of people teach things like you can lose your eternal salvation. You can do something that will anger God so much that he'll blot your name out of the book, the Lamb's Book of Life. Notice what keeps us in the Lamb's Book of Life. It has nothing to do with us. It says, verse 20 or verse 30, for whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. We're not in any of that. The only part we have is being passive and receiving it. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Are you happy you're here this morning? It's because God's for you. He that spared not his own son. He didn't spare his own son. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 words. I think it's right now. 7 words. Seven words can mean a lot of different things, but these seven words are special. Because God did not spare his own son. But, he delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Are you lacking joy in your life? Are you lacking peace? Are you lacking confidence in God's word? Are you lacking a close spiritual relationship with the Almighty? He won't withhold it from you, but he did promise. If you seek him with all your heart, you will truly find him. Thank you very much.